I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You just heard McCann, the voice of the sports gods, with an update. We'll have another one coming up here in just about 25 minutes. We have Antonio Grillo and Alicia Montanaro back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. A lot to get to. The Warriors, I don't know if they're going to mail it in. Because the NBA, it's the only sport, really. Well, baseball has the getaway games, you know, on Thursday or Sunday when they're going to get an off day or something coming up, or even Wednesdays. But the Warriors, this series is over. It's done. Okay, Buck series with Toronto is done. I know Kawhi doesn't think it's done. It's over. And on the Saturday night huge show, before the NBA playoffs began, Huge Adamus, master of the prediction, I told you, and I was way out there on a limb, Golden State and Milwaukee. And I'm getting people coming up to me at my son's soccer game today. Hey, do you think Milwaukee can give Golden State a series? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I really do. Because I look at Golden State and what's been amazing, how good they are offensively, and especially without Durant, that they don't play a lot of defense. And the Bucks are one of the best defensive units and teams in the NBA this season. And I think that will play a factor in winning a championship. But you look at Golden State, you look at their hardware, you look at Steph Curry and minus Durant, and they're playing team basketball, minus Cousins. I'm telling you, they didn't need the big five. They're fine with the big three. I don't know about Draymond and his defensive skills comment, but Draymond, Clay, and Steph can still get it done. But there's just something telling me, and Toronto's feeling it, and every team that Milwaukee has played here in the playoffs has felt it, starting with Detroit. They can run you out of the gym. The Bucks are that good. I think they can not only give a great effort in a series, I think they can win it all. And I think they will, but then I watch, you know, Steph take over. I mean, just vintage Steph we watched at the end of the Houston series and we've seen early in the first two games in this Portland Western Conference final. He's amazing. He's one of the great clutch players the game has ever seen. He's more than just a guy from a small college who can launch it in a quick release. He can shoot from, you know, aisle 10. He is one of the great clutch players ever. Now, think about it. Look at the four remaining teams. And I know Dame's been clutch with some of his historic shots in this postseason. But, man, they have Clay, they have Steph, and they have Draymond. And when they're moving the basketball around instead of a lot of isolation that they get with Durant, and then Cousins wanted the rock, they're better off. They're better off without – they are fine with the big three, in my mind. They are flat out, and I felt, like I said, when I came in with the opening huge opinion that this was going to be a mail-it-in game. I just feel that way. This was going to be a mail-it-in game. The NBA, these guys know. I had Dick Versace, the old NBA assistant, NBA head coach, helped found the then Vancouver Grizzlies. We were at dinner in Chicago, and he told me, watch out for the Sunday afternoon regular season games when a team has a lot of young single guys and they're in one of the bigger cities. Watch the effort on that Sunday. And then he said, there, you basically looked at a schedule and you decided when you're going to play, because it is grinding, it is grueling, just like the playoffs. Now, Portland got out to a 10-point early lead, and then Golden State came back, I think, to tie it up at the end of the first quarter. But what they're doing right now is, and I can't believe I'm using the word old school when talking about Golden State. It is old school. It's Clay. It's Draymond. And it's Steph Curry. Let's go. And then they get their role players. Livingston has 6 points early in this game. They just get, you know, their role players will step up and fill the gaps. That's when Golden State is at their best. That's why they can let Durant go. They don't, you know, Cousins, Durant, bye-bye. Invest, you're going into your new arena in downtown San Francisco. Invest in your big three. And see if you can keep the run going for another 2-3 years. 4 years. I don't know. They're going to get old. They're going to get hurt. And I doubt they'll lose their motivation because I think Clay, Steph, and Draymond are gamers. So I don't know where Durant's going to go. I think Anthony Davis, I'm trying to figure out where he'll end up. You know, that draft lottery really not only triggered, you know, Zion to New Orleans, but Anthony Davis and the way he whined and wanted out, I doubt the people of New Orleans want him back. They got a fresh start. Is he going to be the third biggest name in the NBA right now, even though he hasn't been drafted yet? You know, LeBron's not even nominated for the MVP, and the Lakers are in disarray. I mean, is Harden the biggest name in the NBA right now? G with Milwaukee? You know, still Steph, you're watching him in the playoffs? I'm trying to think, you know, Davis, is it L.A. and they give up the fourth pick and package some other players? And L.A. sends, you know, 2 or 3 young guys. And there's no pressure on New Orleans to win. They can build around Zion. They can take a couple years. The fans are going to eat up the jerseys. You saw the reaction of the Pelicans sales staff after the lottery when they shocked the world and got it. So where does Davis go? And the Knicks, now the Knicks have to go all in on Durant. And I don't know if Durant wanted to go play in the shadow of Zion, so this could work out good for the Knicks. I mean, you're a New York fan right now. Jets, Giants, Daniel Jones, Adam Gase, look me in the eye. And this talk that Peyton Manning's going to take over the Jets. Are you kidding me? Out of all the teams in the NFL that Peyton Manning could walk into and be a GM, are you telling me he's going to take over the Jets? J-E-T-S spells no. N-O. So Kevin Durant could be a lifesaver. Islanders played some good hockey. I think the Yankees will be okay when they get everybody healthy. You know, the Mets are the Mets. And I still think the Giants are going to be better than a lot of people think. That is just my gut feeling that I'm looking at the NFC East, and I see 9-7 maybe winning that division. And they're gonna, and Saquon is still, in my mind, top two running backs in the league. They're gonna be fine. And Eli still has something in him. By the way, did you see Eli's nephew, Arch Manning? The kid's in eighth grade. Where are they suiting up and having eighth grade spring football? My Lord. The kid looked like Peyton Manning. He looked better than Eli right now. Maybe Gettleman should sign. In recent developments, Mike McCann is reporting that Arch Manning, not Archie Manning, but Arch Manning, the eighth grader, has agreed to a 5-year deal with the Giants. I saw that video. It was going viral on Twitter or whatever today. Also, I went, you know, and I kind of felt weird that I see the video of this kid throwing. I'm thinking it's a college game, a pro game, and they say he's an eighth grader. And I'm looking at the receiver that he threw to that was blowing by DBs, and I'm thinking, eighth grade? Come on, that can't be eighth grade. And where are they suited up playing spring football? They get a spring football game in some states? I don't know. It was Louisiana, Tennessee, Florida, wherever. So I'm seeing that viral video about the eighth grade next Manning QB and Arch Manning. And then I look and there's the tweet out there about the prosthetic penis that Lamar Odom reportedly used to get around drug tests. And then I'm thinking, didn't I just see a tweet from Lamar Odom or a story yesterday that he slept with over 2,000 women? I'm confused. I am confused. I'm confused. Does he owe a lot of ladies an apology? I tell you what, when I look at Twitter, and I was arguing with somebody on my statewide, I do a statewide show in Michigan, and sometimes I think Twitter, I describe Twitter like this, the social networks. I think Instagram is cool. It's photos. Look, it's my, you know, friend's daughter. She scored a goal. It's nice. It's like a family photo album. That's Instagram. Facebook is put together. There's a lot of information. You can block people who can never see you. You stay in touch with friends you haven't seen who live in Chicago or California. It's nice because you can control it. And then Twitter, to me, is just a prison yard. People can hide with some fake Twitter handle, and there's just snipers everywhere. And every once in a while I'm bored watching Brooks Koepka dominate the PGA at Bethpage Black, I like to engage the snipers and have some fun. Because anybody who puts any validity into sports opinions or journalism when it comes to Twitter, you are insane. And oh, I've sat there with bosses, and we got a couple of complaints on Twitter. Really? Do you know who they are? Can you document who that person is? If you live your life by what people say on Twitter, and I don't care if you're a newspaper, a sports team, or an individual, you are lost on earth. Twitter is a social network. I like Game of Thrones, or I don't like Game of Thrones, or people are going to throw out spoilers for Avengers Endgame or not. And these sideways journalists who try and claim the new form of journalism is Twitter, you are lost. Because Twitter has become your pulpit to have a column because you're not good enough to get a column in a damn newspaper or on TV. Or get a radio show. But you think because you can throw out 140 characters that all of a sudden you're Jim Nance or Jim Rome or you're Jody Mack or you're Mike McCann. But I enjoy that because, you know, I'm watching the PGA, and I'll get to that coming up in my next segment. I was bored. I'm like, with the way Koepka hits it, 350, he just has to play the center of the green, and the tournament was over before it started today. It really was. And you can see Jordan Spieth mentally, body language. Koepka has the same swagger that Tiger had, and even one of the players, like Luke List out of Vanderbilt, said, yeah, we're playing for second place. So we'll talk about the PGA Championship, more on the Warriors and the Blazers. The Bruins get ready for a Stanley Cup celebration. Boston's going to get another world championship in that great city. We'll also talk about, you know, Zion coming in. Is he the face of the NBA right now? If you had the face rankings, I think he's top three. And then we'll talk about the face of each professional league in America. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Grillo and Montanaro are back at CBS Sports Radio New York City producing the show. McCann will have an update in less than 8 minutes. First huge question of the night. And by the way, it looks like the Warriors are mailing it in. Didn't I say that about 20 minutes ago at the start? I just had a feeling this would be a mail-it-in game. They're getting drilled by Portland. But also, when you get teams, no, that this is a series, even though I think it's over, that if you go down 0-3, you're finito, done. And the Warriors don't look motivated from what I've watched. So we'll talk about the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup final. One side is set with the Bruins. I don't care if it's the Blues or the Sharks. They're not going to beat the Bruins. So Boston, get ready to celebrate. You had the Red Sox in the fall, the Patriots. Celtics had a good year considering everything. And now the Bruins are going to win it. My Lord. And Kraft, the video right now can't be entered in the court. Judd said, it, you know, they didn't follow the rules. Florida prosecutor is appealing. That's a huge, that's bigger than the Super Bowl win for Kraft. First question, though, with the Game of Thrones in their final episode, series that aired its first episode on April 17th, 2011. Final episode is Sunday night tomorrow. Now, this weekend, what means more to you? And I will throw this out to all of you listening on the 355 radio stations in North America. What means more to you? Game of Thrones final episode, PGA Championship, the Preakness, which War of Will, who I bet on in the Derby, and I got him mixed up on my horse racing app. The only time I bet on horses is the Triple Crown, and I got it mixed up. Oh, yeah, I got it mixed up. He won. That was the horse I bet on in the Derby. So this weekend, what means more to you? Game of Thrones final episode, PGA Championship at Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York. The Preakness, the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, or your local Major League Baseball team? Think about that one. That's our first huge question of the night. I will tell you, to me, it's Game of Thrones, then it's PGA Championship, and probably NBA playoffs. Because I'm digging the Warriors right now in this run without KD and Cousins. And I told you on the show numerous times that about a year and a half ago, I binge-watched Winter, you know, here in Michigan. In a week, I've been binge-watched every episode. And man, was I hooked. I'm not going to give away spoilers. I will say Aaron Rodgers and his appearance and last week's episode, I think he'll win an Emmy for his performance. But that series, how well done it is, acting, writing, cinematography, it is next to Sopranos, best thing I've ever seen on television. Seinfeld probably is third. It's amazing. So I would go with Game of Thrones, PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, because what I'm trying to do, and I asked this question last week or 2 weeks ago on my statewide show in Michigan, that I'm trying to figure out how many sports fans, because it's a monster series. Everybody talks about it. How many sports fans care about Game of Thrones? And I was surprised it was 50-50. You know, I did a Twitter poll, Facebook poll for what it's worth, and it was 50-50. It kind of surprised me it was that much. I thought it'd be the sports fan. Oh, no way, man. And the Bucks and the Raptors are on at 7, so you can watch that game and DVR and go right into Game of Thrones, because Sunday night right now, I'm digging it, man. I love Showtime Billions. I love The Chi, which is such a, I think Chance the Rapper produces it or somebody in the music business. Just a great series. So I'm DVRing all. You know, I watch Game of Thrones live, then I DVR Billions, which is just awesome, and then I watch The Chi, and that's my Sunday night. Kids go to bed, and I'm locked in. I don't watch a lot of TV during the week outside of sports, really. And they are just all three series so well done, and I appreciate great acting and I appreciate anything, whether it's music, any genre, any format, TV or movies, I appreciate something well done. So Grillo in Montanaro, you guys are back at CBS Sports Radio. Are you Game of Thrones fans?
With all due respect to the series, I think I respect it. A lot of people enjoy it. Can't argue with that. I am personally not a Game of Thrones person. My dad enjoys it, though. He loves it.
Have you ever watched any of it, Grillo?
I tried watching a couple episodes. I tried getting into it. Just could not happen.
Why?
I don't know. Just like that whole concept, that whole medieval times thing just does not appeal to me, really.
It's not medieval. It's more fantasy. And I will tell you, Grillo, that I tried to watch it the first go around 5 years ago, right? And it came out on April 17th, 2011. And I'm like, I'm not into dinosaurs because it's more fantasy, okay? It was like, it's not medieval. It's more fantasy. And I can't watch it. And when I binge-watched the season, the first one, and you got the storylines and the characters, it hooked me. So, Grillo, I will tell you, as an honest man, as one of the great radio hosts in America, you need to binge watch one season, then tell me you don't want to watch it, okay?
I'll give it another go around. I'll see if I can do it.
All right, Alicia Montanaro, are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I am not.
You're not? Is it like New Yorkers are like, hey, you know what? You can stick that dragon here. Is it a New York thing that they're not into it? Alicia, how old are you, Alicia? What are you, 22, 24? What are you?
I'm 25.
25. So out of your circle of friends, family, give me a percentage who watch Game of Thrones.
I'd say probably half.
Yeah, half. That's what I did my Twitter poll and Facebook poll, like I said, statewide in my afternoon drive show 2 weeks ago, and it was half. Because I think you have to make the commitment, and thank you, Alicia and Antonio back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You have to make the commitment. You have to watch a season. You have to. Can't watch one episode. You'll go, okay, really? Fire-breathing dragon? That's real. It's fantastic. You know, and as it comes to a close, and I think there's going to be a prequel, it won't be the same. It's like when Sopranos ended. It was sad. It really was. You know, it's kind of like I look at Game of Thrones. And I looked at Sopranos when they were ending. And HBO does wonderful television. So does Showtime, which is part of the CBS family. And I thought Sopranos should have ended in the movie theater with a two-hour movie. Just like Game of Thrones. Run it on TV and the finale is in a movie theater. And I think people are going to go pay their $12, $13, $14 a ticket and go watch it. It's so well done. So this weekend, because we are a sports radio network, what's more important to you? Game of Thrones final episode on Sunday night? PGA Championship, the Preakness, War of Will, who won earlier today? What's more important to you? You tell me. NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, your local Major League Baseball team? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook to the callers online. I promise I'll get to hear huge opinions coming up.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Grillo and Montanaro are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Mike McCann will have another update here in about 20 minutes. First huge question of the night. Tomorrow night is the final episode of the second best TV series ever behind Sopranos, Game of Thrones. That's my huge opinion. What's more important to you this weekend? Final episode of Game of Thrones, NBA playoffs, where pivotal game three, as it reads at CBSSports.com, Blazers lead the Warriors early third quarter, 66-53. The pace they play, that's really not a big lead. It isn't, the way these guys go up and down. So what's more important to you this weekend? Game of Thrones final episode, PGA Championship, where Koepka, unless he has one of the worst Sundays ever, in golf. He'll win another major. Be the only guy to be the defending champion, two-time defending champion, PGA Tour and U.S. Open in golf history. That's in golf history if he wins, which he should on Sunday at Bethpage Black. So what's more important to you this weekend? Game of Thrones final episode, PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, or your local baseball team, Major League Baseball team? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Darren in Maryland. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing?
How you doing, Darren?
I'm a huge fan. No
Thank
pun
you.
Intended. So I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your take on this. CBS was doing a segment a little while back, maybe about a month ago, and the question of the night was, is this the golden age of sports? Mm. All right, so I think I just want to get your take on this, because I think that we can take especially out from this NBA playoffs that it clearly is. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, Darren, thank you for listening in Maryland. I appreciate you calling, and thanks for the love on the show. Is it the best basketball we've ever seen in the playoffs? Yes. Best Stanley Cup run? Yes. Tiger winning the Masters, and Brooks Koepka, I think, is, if he could just play like this on the regular tour, he's not even, he's not a household name. I don't get why he's not doing more commercials. And maybe it's by choice, just his personality. So golf, is it the best it's ever been? Tiger, when he was just kicking it in, was the best. It's not the best in baseball. It isn't. I know the Astros are playing great baseball. Cubs have found their way. Bryant's starting to hit the ball. The Golden Age, though, with superstars. Zion, college basketball at he's a generational type player that we watched at Duke. It was interesting to think that Zion and Cam Reddish and Barrett are all sitting there and all will be top 10 picks probably, and they didn't get to the Final Four. Michigan State knocked them out. That said something about Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans. Gosh, is it the Golden Age? I don't know. If you're in Boston, it is. Seriously. I mean, Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins, no way San Jose or St. Louis beat them four times. They might make it a six-game series. It's not happening. And the Celtics, as somebody mentioned to me on Twitter, at Saturday Huge, they thought from all those teams between the Patriots, Bruins, and Celtics that the Celtics would be the team that would win the East and maybe even with Hayward back and Kyrie keeping his mind as straight as he could, that they would win it all. That they were going to get the superfecta of sports. It's close, Darren. It is. Is it the Golden Age? Michael, Tiger in his prime. Michael right there on the backside. You had Sosa, McGuire, the home run chase. I don't think it's a golden age of sports right now. I don't, but thank you so much, Darren, for listening in Maryland, and feel free to call the show anytime you want to. Huge question of the night. What's more important to you this weekend? Final episode of Game of Thrones tomorrow night, PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, or your local baseball team, Major League Baseball team? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's travel to Tyler in Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
How you doing, T?
Man, doing great. My Astros are on fire right now.
Boy, they're playing good baseball.
I wish I could say something positive about my Rockets. But, man, it's come to be a predetermined case of just failure. I mean, you get to the playoffs each year. Last year, Chris Paul gets gets injured in the sixth game of the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, we can sit here all day and say, well, what if? Well, the fact is Rockets aren't getting it done. But to speak on the Astros a little bit, man, this is the first time, you know, I've lived in Houston my whole life, grew up an Astros fan. So, you know, I grew up in the era with, you know, Biggio, Oswalt, Billy Wagner, all those guys. And this is the first time that we've had a core group of guys since those guys left that I've genuinely been excited. I don't think I've ever been this excited for an Astros team. You know, you got Springer, who's leading the AL in slugging percentage. I believe he's leading in home runs as well. And just the core group of that team, man, is just playing out of their mind.
And also at home there in Houston, they're 16-4 this year, Tyler. So you guys are digging it. Houston looks hungry. When you get a hungry team that's talented, unless they get ravaged by injuries, they're going to be there in October. But, you know, playoff baseball, you know, if your baseballs get a little tight and you get a team with, you know, that can go three starters deep, anything can happen. But I love the Astros. I love the way they've built that. I love the way Houston has latched on. The addition of Justin Verlander, there's a bulldog, there's a leader. He's playing in front of packed houses down at Minute Maid. They're 16-4 at home. Detroit can barely, you know, people are showing up dressed as seats. So enjoy this ride with the Astros. Okay, Tyler?
Bill, you have a great night, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for listening. I appreciate the love on AM 610 in Houston, one of America's great sports radio stations. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Stros are 30-15. This race might be over by the end of June in the AL West. Angels, Brad Ausmus, Seattle had the hot start, came back to earth, and Oakland is Oakland. They always seem to play over their peg, right? Minnesota is the biggest surprise in baseball, and I think the Cubs bouncing back. A lot of people are writing them off. And Tampa Bay, only giving up 128 runs in 43 games. And the Yankees, they're the story in New York right now. And they've had injuries. God, look, Grillo, are you a Jets? Or so if you're a Jets, do you have to be Mets? Or can you crossbreed and be a Yankees fan? How does that work in New York?
Me personally, I'm a Metropolitans and a Jets fan. There are a few who cross, like Jets-Yankees, but most of the time it's like Mets, Jets, Yankees, Giants,
right.
that kind.
Yeah, so you got, you know, Mets aren't going anywhere. They're 20-24. Philly will get it going. Cubs have really bounced back, and they have enough talent. And, you know, Milwaukee still is 7 games over .500. Dodgers are getting it going. Colorado might be one of the more disappointing stories right now in baseball. And the Twins are a great story out of Minneapolis at 29-15. But, you know, you get the three checkpoints in baseball in my mind. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, where you can look at your team and decide if they're going to be worth a darn. We have our huge question of the night. What's more important to you this weekend? Game of Thrones final episode Sunday night, PGA Championship at Bethpage Black, the Brooks Koepka Invitational, final round on Sunday on the CBS television network, NBA playoffs, where you get Golden State trailing Portland tonight in Game 3. Game 3 in Toronto with the Raptors and the Bucks, who are up 2-0 tomorrow night, right before the Game of Thrones final episode. NHL playoffs, Boston awaiting the winner of St. Louis and San Jose. That series tied at 2 apiece. Or your local baseball team, as Tyler just said. The most important thing this weekend to him, the Astros, who are just taking it to the Red Sox. Let's go to Anthony in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590, Canada's pride and joy when it comes to sports radio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, my friend?
Not bad. I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to Game of Thrones most this weekend.
Is it the best TV series you've ever watched?
It might be. Season 7 and 8 have been a little fast paced and underplot developed for my liking, compared to the first 6, but it might be.
Are Canadians as crazy about Game of Thrones as Americans are?
Well, I don't know how crazy Americans are about it, but I have many, many friends, acquaintances, coworkers, whatnot, who all they'll talk about, it's water cooler talk, so.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going to happen. We don't want to, we can guess. I mean, what's your biggest guess what will happen tomorrow night?
My biggest guess is Daenerys somehow ends up dead, but.
Right.
By how that happens, I don't know. I hope that some of the Stark characters play a bigger plot in the final episode.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all about the females in the biggest cat fight in television history in that final episode.
Yeah. Well, I think you might be right, but I'll also be tuning into the Raptors game beforehand. So.
Yeah, Raptors are like Portland tonight. That they'll probably play their butts off because the series is over if they go down 0-3. It's done.
Well, they tossed away game one, so.
Yeah, and, and Kawhi says, where are you going, Kawhi? And I love this quote. I'm going back to Toronto for game 3. They have to win it. Yeah. We'll see tomorrow night. I have a feeling to win it, just like Portland tonight. But, man, G's unstoppable, and the Bucks play great defense. And I think if you want to be a champion, you still got to come around and play defense at pivotal times during the postseason.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening on AM 590. Appreciate it. North of the border, Anthony in Toronto, Canada. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. A lot of tweets coming in regards to what's more important this weekend. Game of Thrones final episode, PGA Championship, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, or your local pro baseball team. Mike Bellione, listening in Houston on AM 610. Basketball over Game of Thrones. We'll DVR and watch episode after the playoff game tomorrow night. Justin Molbin comments at Saturday Huge. NBA playoffs over Game of Thrones in a landslide or landslide.
Landslide.
Wow, look at that. The NBA stepping up. More important, I'm asking the audience, because I'm Game of Thrones crazy. And I wonder where sports fans are at on Game of Thrones. That's why I'm asking you the question. So you can answer it 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Ton of tweets. I'll read them. Tweet me now at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.